Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Friends of the Earth, Latin America and the Caribbean respond to the murder of Berta Cáceres and reject the fact that Gustavo Castro was barred from leaving Honduras. I remember her as a strong, dedicated woman with so much love to give, so charismatic, humble, beautiful, so inspiring. Berta has been an example during all her life. She has truly been a testimony of life and commitment. They took her from us in a material way, but her thinking, her teachings, will remain forever in our hearts. These were the words of Silvia Quiroga, of CESTA, Friends of the Earth El Salvador, and Friends of the Earth Latin America and the Caribbean, ATALC, in an interview with Real World Radio. Silvia knew Berta, and both activists shared many common struggles. Still in the framework of the International Women's Day commemorated on Tuesday, Quiroga highlighted that Berta was a very brave woman who fought against projects, especially dams, that violated human rights and territories. Real World Radio asked the activist about the many concerns of ATALC in this moment. "We are very touched by this," she said. "We've expressed and would like to continue expressing our rejection to such a terrible crime against our colleague and friend. She was a testimony of life with all her work in defense of life, land and water." Also, the Salvadorian activist demanded the Honduran government to investigate and don't leave this murder unpunished. "We are joining all demands by Berta Cáceres' family, which is to investigate and to bring to justice the true culprits." Moreover, Quiroga also talked about the alert in ATALC with Gustavo Castro withheld in Honduras. Gustavo is the coordinator of Otros Mundos Chiapas, Friends of the Earth Mexico, and was a sole witness in the murder of Berta Cáceres at her home in La Esperanza municipality in Tibucá. "We are extremely worried about the situation of our colleague of Otros Mundos because we see a lot of events surrounding this case that are very obscure. We think it is fundamental that our friend Gustavo returns to Mexico."